This recording, South Carolina 9, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive.
I was born and raised in Charleston, South Carolina. About the only place I know except for a couple of years of my life when I was in the Army. But anyway, I grew up in Charleston during the Depression years. There were a lot of times when things were really tough and we had to take a lot of hand-me-downs, which was okay with me. But anyway, finally when I got to be 18 years of age, before that, I attended James Simmons School and the Murray Vocational High School. I crossed the railroad tracks, went through Factory Hill by the old bagging mill to get to James Simmons School. I rode a bicycle to Murray and had a great time at all my schools. But when I reached age 18, I went to work in the shipyard. I was hired as a classified laborer. Now, whatever classified meant, I never did find out, but it didn't make an ounce of difference with me. I was making money. I was making 42.3 cents an hour, $17.28 cents a week, the most money I've ever had in all my life. It gave me enough money I could pay my grandmother some board and buy me some clothes of my very own. While working outside, we were building steel racks for large sheets of steel that was coming in so that they could build ships. After a while, I was called to work in the office to keep track of money spent, where employees were working, and that sort of business. So after 4 years, I received a letter from my draft board. The letter read, "Greetings from the President of the United States." And it indicated that my friends and neighbors had elected me for possible service in the armed forces. I had to report to the draft board on the 3rd of October, 1943, sent to Fort Jackson, where we were examined, and I elected to go into the Army rather than the Marine Corps and the Navy.